Welcome to the Money Advantage Podcast, empowering business owners with the permission to think differently about money so that you can consciously choose to live a meaningful and fulfilled life now. Our passion is making money simple, fun, and doable, helping you feel great about your money and getting your money working for you so you can thrive.
Hi, and welcome to the Money Advantage Podcast. We are your hosts, Rachel Marshall and Bruce Wehner, cash flow educators, coaches, and strategists. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi, Rachel. How are you doing today? It's great to be here. I think it's going to be a nice situation where we're both working on this Money Advantage podcast. And I want to thank Michael Greenberg, who's helping us produce this for us. And I'm really looking forward to whatever we have for our audience today.
Awesome. As am I. So today we're going to be talking about the Money Advantage, the podcast itself, and how it all began. So we're going to be getting to know how two wealth strategists from different states and different companies and different generations met and came to host a podcast together, and why this is important for you to come along on this journey with us and listen to the show. So Bruce, let's talk a little bit about how and when we met.
Well, we met in what we had from our E3 Wealth Advisors. We decided to start a marketing company because we were really, really, really disenfranchised with the way the financial services industry was working in the United States. And one of my partners, Mark Benson, had attended a Message to Millions seminar with Ted McGrath. Through that, he was all excited and actually called another one of our partners at like 11:30 at night and said, we have to transform the financial services industry. He luckily didn't call me until the next day, so I didn't have that late night telephone call. But he said, you want to do this? And I go, hey, we've always tried to do things together. What are you thinking? And he said, well, it seems to me people are going to different financial services industry, whether it's advisors, insurance producers, tax professionals, whether it's your mortgage person, whether it's your PNC person, lawyers for estate planning, and everybody's getting conflicting information. And everybody's working alone in the situation. So they're what we call a rugged individualist. So he said, why don't we bring together in a collaborative manner so we can help rugged individualists in the industry actually become more of a work in more of a teamwork environment. And the idea is this does happen occasionally in the industry, but people use it as a recruiting tool to actually build their firm or to actually build their agency or their mortgage firm or their law firm. And we said we didn't want to do that. We just wanted to have like-minded people work on collaborative projects to where they would share the best practices in the industry. And so we devised the Freedom Advisor Live event in November 2015. And then through the Nelson Nash Institute, we started to actually have live webinars and podcasts like this one ourselves. And I think that's where you and Lucas got involved in that. Is that correct?
That is. So Lucas had been subscribing to the Nelson Nash newsletter for quite some time. And one day he came to me and said, hey, babe, I've been listening to these, I think there were teleconferences that you guys did at the time.
Yes, that's what it was.
And it was some conversations that you were having amongst the members of your team, E3, in St. Louis. And Lucas said, Rachel, you really need to listen to this. And he said, I really think we need to go to this event. And we've really, in our practice, tried to make sure that we're connecting with like-minded people and learning as much as we can. And we just realized the value of that collaboration and continuing to build our knowledge and our skill set. So as we had been fans of Becoming Your Own Banker through Nelson Nash, connected through that, that's how we heard about you guys and the Freedom Advisor Live event. And so I listened to all of those teleconferences. There was many different topics, basically along the lines of what you're talking about right now, how to build a true business that really serves people very well. And I think we just really got to know your heart and fell in love with the way that you guys were presenting yourself in the industry. And so we booked some plane tickets, and we came out to St. Louis in November 2015. So that's almost 2 years ago now, and got some amazing information. And I think one of the main things that there's many, and we could talk about everything that we've gleaned and gathered and grown and learned from you. But I think one of the things that really attracted us to you guys in the first place was we realized that go-giver approach from you, not only towards other advisors in the industry, but also towards clients, and really making sure that you're always giving value and contributing on a huge level into people's lives. And so that's really began a relationship and a conversation almost 2 years ago now. And there's a lot more to the story, but that's how it started.
Yeah. And I think if there's people on the podcast that are business owners, we're going to delineate the difference between what we think are business owners and what we think are entrepreneurs. A lot of people don't delineate those two. But I also think just private individuals on the podcast could be listening and saying, well, what's in this for me? And why is it important I listen to this idea of how we went through this collaboration? And I think that what they have to do is every time they're working in the financial services or with a financial services person, they have to ask them, hey, what's in it for those particular people? There's a lot of really good financial services people out there, and they think they're doing what's best for the client, but they haven't thought differently about how to create more value into a person's lives. Not because they don't want to create more value, but because they don't know how to create more value. Mm-hmm. And that's that rugged individualist mentality that a lot of people in the industry actually have. So for the business owners or entrepreneurs or individuals listening to this podcast, what we hope for you to get out of it today is to really listen to why we want to change the industry, why we think the industry is ripe for change. And we want people to understand that we think the industry needs to change because people now, because of all the information available on the internet, people think that's actually good. But the problem with the ability to have all this information actually causes even more and more confusion. So people are hungry for this education. They want to be empowered by this education, but they want somebody that's qualified to help them differentiate this education and how it's actually helpful in their lives, not in a general aspect. That's the biggest problem with information from financial services out there over the internet, or frankly, in any media space, is that they present it as a way that it works for everybody. And really, you need to try to figure out how it works in your business economy, how it works in your personal economy, and also to realize that if you're a business owner, your personal economy and your business economy overlap tremendously. So I think that's what we were trying to get through in this Money Advantage podcast today. Anything you want to add to that, Rachel?
Yes, I just really like how you talked not only about having an impact on the industry, but bringing together knowledge and information that empowers business owners really through their personal financial life and their business financial life. And I think kind of one of the main things that we come back to over and over is how do we empower the business owner, you, to have as much control in your financial life as possible? How do you have money flowing into your control? How do you have certainty for today and for the future? How do you know what your cash flow will look like? And how do you have that confidence that then allows you to be propelled into this place of living in a state of abundance? So that's what we really mean in terms of the money advantage. How do we help your money to have the maximum advantage in your life and really optimize your money so that you can live this full and fulfilled life? And I guess, as Bruce, as you mentioned here, it looks different for everyone. There's not a one size fits all. There's not a one financial product that always works just a specific way in everyone's life and it's equal. It really comes down to understanding how do the strategies work together with your financial objectives and what you're trying to accomplish and what you've brought to the table so far, what your personal financial picture looks like. And so both Bruce and I really have this similar heart to be able to serve you and empower you as the business owner to be in this position of control and take that ownership in your financial life. And we're recognizing that there really is a movement of people who are wanting to think differently and have really realized that there's a lot that's not working in the information that they've been told. They're not wanting to just go down the route of the status quo and do what they've been told for many years. They're wanting to take back that control and knowledge and say, how do I personally thrive financially in my life?
Yes. And you see, I think people are realizing that what I would call typical financial planning hasn't necessarily worked over the last 40 years. This idea of a financial advisor has only been in place for about 40 years. Before that, there were stockbrokers and stocks weren't even available to most people. So this idea of a financial advisor has been evolving over the last 40 years, but people are starting to realize that it doesn't necessarily work the way they thought it was going to work. And there's a variety of reasons for that. And we may go into that in another podcast, but there's government interactions, there's problems with legacy planning, there's problems with the creative destruction that the internet has now provided people. So people are really, really confused. Well, business owners are stressed in their daily lives trying to make their business go. And so then they know they have to do something with their not only their business economy, but their personal economy. So they want to turn to an expert that's going to make it easier in their lives. What we come down to at all times is whatever you do with your money, whether it's in business or whether it's in your personal economy, how much control do you have over that money? And in typical financial planning, the advisor or the company tries to have you give up control of the money. And I'm actually doing this podcast out of Medici Media Space here in St. Louis. And I often talk to the networking group about the fact if they had $100,000 to actually invest into their future, would you put it into a place that you couldn't control, that somebody else was in charge of, and what kind of return would you be hoping to get with that? And many people would say, oh, I'd be happy with 5% return, or I'd be happy with 7% return. And then I turn the question around on them and I say, well, what if somebody came into your life and gave you $100,000 that you can expand your business? What kind of return do you think you could get on your business? And then the answers actually flip and they say, oh, I think I could get 20%, 25% return on my business. And then I pause and I say, now let's just think about those two answers. You think that financial independence in the future is going to be by giving up control of your money to some financial institution where you no longer can access it without penalties and surrender charges possibly, and you're hoping to get 5 to 7% return on that. Or you could take $100,000 in your control and grow your business, and you feel like you can get 20 to 25% return on your money. And when I present it like that, people suddenly see the importance of control. Now, that flies in the face of typical financial planning. Matter of fact, I was just with a business owner yesterday. We were actually playing golf, so it was a nice little day. And he was telling me, yes, I need to start putting more money away for my future. And so what do you suggest I do as far as my SEP plan? How much should I put it in? So on and so forth. And we started having this conversation. And he actually could not even play for a couple minutes. He was like, you know, he was like disappointed in himself. He's like, I never thought about this before. Why haven't I thought about this before? And I said, well, Matt, the reason you haven't thought about this is because you haven't taken the time to think about it, because your life is about your business and about how to grow your business. And those are the kind of entrepreneurs that we would like to work with, these forward-thinking people, not just business owners that are in the daily grind of just trying to keep their business going. And those kind of people, they're actually looking on how they're going to get out of the business. So that's the kind of people that want to put money away for retirement. We'd rather be either transitioning those people into an entrepreneurial mindset where they grow a self-sustaining business that they love and it just keeps growing and growing, and they don't have to lose control of money to meet their future needs, because their future needs will be their business. So
that's awesome.
I hope that kind of inspires people listening to why we're doing this. We're trying to help the rugged individualists in the financial service industry gain a collaborative group of people that they can lean on, but we're also trying to help the business owner become entrepreneurs by thinking differently about the control of money.
Absolutely. And I was going to have us come back to that discussion between business owners and entrepreneurs, but I want to make a few comments just on what you just shared. I think the person who really is building this life that they love, their business is an outflow of their unique abilities and their unique way of serving the world, is something that they want to continue to build and not necessarily retire from. We want to work with people who are building a business that they love that is not something they want to escape from in the future. And as that's happening, we realize that cash flow is much more important and valuable than just accumulating a pile of money or accumulating the value of the asset of your business, but more important, looking at the cash flow aspect, which is why we need cash flow today in order to create the cash flow in the future. And so it's a different mindset, but it's really what we see as the way for the business owner to truly take that control in their financial life and be in a position where they can love their life today and in the future, not just having to wait until someday, maybe it all works out.
Right, right. And that's, and I think that once again, that comes back to control. It also comes back to people actually realizing that you can run your business more like an entrepreneurship and growing. And that's exciting for people. Normally people don't do this. I was actually having the same conversation. I'm going to refer back to my business owner client yesterday. He was said, can you help me design a deferred compensation plan? Because I'm afraid this one employee of mine is going to leave. And I go, Matt, if you continue to have that kind of mindset where you're afraid somebody's going to leave, you're always going to be trapped in this scarcity mindset and you're not going to be able to grow, because you're constantly going to be trying to, you're going to be trying to capture these people and keep them around. And those people don't have that abundance mindset. And I said, kind of tongue in cheek, you know, the cemetery is full with a lot of people that people thought were irreplaceable. And they find out that they were replaceable. And it kind of hit home with him, because he did have one of his best salesmen actually pass away unexpectedly in his early 50s this year. And he goes, you know what? You're absolutely right. I am trapped in this kind of scarcity mindset right now. So as we go through these podcasts, what we want to do with these business owners is actually give them some ways of thinking, not only just an emotional way of thinking, but also some concrete ways to actually think differently in their business so that they can continue to grow and live the abundant lifestyle and enjoy life now. And we think that's going to come from education. You know, Rachel, you and I have been staying in contact with each other probably a couple times a month for almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And what I get from you is your ability and Lucas's ability to put down my kind of way of thinking actually on a piece of paper and in an outline form. And I think that's wonderful. What I think you get from me is the strategic thinking that I have done with sitting down with over 4,000 clients over the past 12 years. So that's why we think we have a good mindset to work together. And that mindset, your ability to put things down in an outline form and actually help a process with the business owner, and my strategic thinking is why we think, and I think is one of the main reasons we wanted to start this podcast together.
I really agree with that. And I think as we're talking about the collaborative nature of not only being in abundance, but then working with financial professionals that are coming from a position of abundance, I think one of the most important things to realize is that there's not this hard line of competition, you versus me, or your industry or your organization versus mine. And when we really start looking at the world as not this finite place, and this finite pie, for lack of a better way of explaining that, we can begin to see that as I expand my knowledge base and my circle of influence, that expands the world for you and for the people that you work with, and vice versa. And as we come together collaboratively and recognize each other's strengths, even across state lines or across organizational lines, we really can be able to benefit and serve the world more powerfully and more profoundly. And that really is what has drawn us together to start this podcast. I really respect your length of time in business. We're going to be digging more into each of our stories in the next upcoming episodes. But your tenure and the length of time you've been in business, the number of conversations that you have learned and gleaned from is extremely beneficial to me. And as I'm working and serving my clients and figuring out what are their objectives, what is their full financial picture, where is money flowing out of their control? How can we get more flowing back into their control? How can we increase their cash flow today so we can increase their control and cash flow in the future? As I'm looking at that, it's very helpful to be able to have that outside perspective to say, yes, I see this is a powerful strategy, and we can continue to expand that by adding these additional strategies on top. And so I love that we're both coming from the same position and the same perspective of abundance, and how can we create this dynamic of powerful relationships, not just among financial professionals, but between business owners and entrepreneurs and financial professionals, and really have this position of teamwork where we're not giving the advice. We're not just saying, here, come listen to us, and we're the ones who are the authoritative answerers of all of the questions, but really, how do we work together with you as the business owner to help formulate this plan that works best for you and draw out of you your best ideas and your best value that you really know in the core of who you are, the best way for you to run your money. The problem is that there's just so much financial noise. There's so many people telling us what they think we should be doing with our money. There's so much misinformation that causes us to kind of go off course and not listen to ourselves in terms of how to make those financial decisions that really set us up for success. And so as we're looking not just to build this collaborative relationship on the podcast, but to build collaboration amongst business owners who are thinking differently and who want to be in financial control, that will not only expand your world, but it will allow you to have an impact on somebody else's business and their world. Because if we can serve one business consultant and help them expand their financial picture, how can they then expand the lives of their clients that they serve and expand their financial picture? And it's this ongoing relationship that we all have so much powerful impact on other people's lives. And so increasing that impact will not only increase the world for us, but also for you.
Yes. And so I think as we wind down, first of all, for the people that are still on the podcast, I really appreciate you listening today. And that I do think that's the first step that you're saying to yourself, I am going to try to continue to grow my business by getting the education. So thanks a lot for staying with us. And what we're going to attempt to do as we wind down this podcast is we're always going to talk about trying to help build people's confidence so that they can take action. When you take action, then that means we've built some trust, and when you build some trust, then you're going to ask for even more education. And the final point that I'd like to leave with is I'd like to give some value here that's a specific takeaway for the listeners today. And I think if they would do a personality profile on Kolbe.com, that's Kolbe.com, and take the Kolbe A test. It's not much money to actually figure out how you best get results. We're going to touch on this in future podcasts, but it would be nice if you could do that before the future podcast. So let me go over that again. That's Kolbe.com, and take the Kolbe A assessment. And just to give you a little information on that, this is how you best get things accomplished in your life if you did not have any restrictions on the way you do things. The problem is we often put restrictions on the way we do things. So that's the main value I want to end with our podcast today, so that people can start to look to the future on future podcasts they can actually take the COBE.com or take the COBE A on COBE.com and then relate to it in the future. And we'll explain how to use that in their business.
That's awesome, Bruce. And I think we can bring that into our dialogue as well as we talk a little bit more about ourselves and where we see ourselves getting the greatest results as well.
Yes.
So I hope that will help you as you're listening to us. So as we wind down today, we really hope that by getting to know us through this dialogue and through this conversation, that you'll identify with some of the questions that have led us to the position that we are in our professional lives and our personal lives. You will identify with maybe some of the ways that we're sharing our thoughts and our understanding and our story. You can contact us at themoneyadvantage.com. You will be able to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and join the Money Advantage community to get emails about our podcast, blogs, videos, and tools that will be helpful to you. And if there's any particular questions that you have about anything that you've heard us even touch on during the course of this episode today, we would love to hear your questions and be able to bring that into future episodes. You, as the listener, is one of the most valuable pieces of this podcast because we really want to be able to provide value to you and make sure that we're expanding your knowledge base so that you have the confidence and the ability to move forward in your life, as Bruce was talking about, having that confidence to take action. And so if there's anything that we can specifically help you with, we would be very happy to do that. You can reach out to us at hello@themoneyadvantage.com, and we would love to hear from you. So we really appreciate you listening to this podcast today. We hope that it was educational for you, empowering, that it added value to your life and business. And we hope that you will subscribe and listen to us on future episodes as well.
Yeah, so I think what we need to do now is just say this is Bruce and Rachel, and we'd like to say thank you once again to Michael Greenberg for producing this. And I'd like to also say special thanks to our listeners. And go out there and do great things today and enjoy your life this week. Thanks a lot.
To learn how high-performing entrepreneurs 10x or more returns on liquid capital without giving up quick access to cash, go to themoneyadvantage.com/liquid-capital to get The Unfair Advantage, your 20-minute, easy-to-read guide on maximizing your savings.
Thank you for listening to the Money Advantage podcast. Today's show notes and resources are available for you on themoneyadvantage.com. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. If you have any questions or desire to speak with a qualified financial professional after listening to today's podcast, we encourage you to reach out to us at hello@themoneyadvantage.com or check us out at themoneyadvantage.com. The opinions and views expressed here are for informational purposes only. This material is educational in nature and should not be deemed as a solicitation of any specific product or service. All investments involve risk and a potential loss of principal. Kalos Capital Incorporated nor Kalos Management Incorporated offer tax or legal advice. Please consult with a tax advisor or attorney for advice regarding the impact on your portfolio. Securities offered through Kalos Capital Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, and investment advisory services offered through Kalos Management Incorporated and registered investment advisor, both located at 11525 Parkwood Circle, Alpharetta, Georgia. E3 Consultants Group is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Kalos Capital Incorporated or Kalos Management Incorporated.